This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We are, of course, streaming live over at WTIC's Facebook page. Facebook page, huh?
a little
Freudian slip there.
Freudian slip.
Yeah. Facebook page. So go over to WTIC's Facebook page, and you can watch the live stream that we've got going of the program. Go ahead and get online and watch it there, and you can put your comments in. We'll do our best to try to keep an eye on your comments within our show to see if we can answer any of your questions. But we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, as usual. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and we'll do our best to help you out. Speaking of helping you out, Westport. You know, it's not good when Westport becomes a national news story, is it, Bob?
Well, depends on what the story is, I guess.
I guess you're right. Well, if it's seafood, that'd be a good thing. You know, Lenny and Joe's is down there, great seafood. You got Bill's down there, great places to go eat. But they also were using drones to enforce social distancing. They had this Canadian company who wanted to get them high-tech drones to fly over our heads while we're down there enjoying some seafood, making sure that we're 6 feet apart, enforcing social distancing with drones. Could not be more dystopian than you can even imagine in this day and age. Neat technology, obviously, but creepy technology, of course. And if you think about it, juxtapose that with the folks in New York releasing prisoners to the streets while the rest of us are lining up to get our groceries and the Westport police are hovering over, checking to make sure we're 6 feet apart. You can't make it up.
Yeah, well, we're in house arrest, basically.
We're in house arrest. They got drones monitoring us to make sure we're 6 feet apart. If we actually sneeze a little bit, big red mark comes up on the drone, but they're releasing prisoners to the streets. You just can't make it up. You know, the times they are crazy, I guess.
I'm watching a movie on Netflix about that very thing.
Are you really? We're in the movies. But, of course, Westport took a beating rather quickly and rather quickly got turned off the program. And it does seem also kind of cheesy for this company in Canada to start marketing their pandemic drones during the pandemic. It just, you shouldn't be trying to profit off of the pandemic.
Well, somebody made the decision to pay them.
Well, this was a demo. I have no idea. Hopefully Westport didn't pay for anything. But come on, guys. You guys didn't see this as a bad idea. Just juxtapose it with what's going on. You got people on the highway doing 180 miles an hour. Can you guys head out there and, you know, clock some of these folks versus flying drones over our heads to make sure we're 6 feet apart, really? I mean, I just said you guys deserve the bad press you're getting.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Aaron.
Yeah, yes.
Are you social distancing in your house?
No, of course not.
Okay. So
I hope you wouldn't do that.
Why is it the government wants us to go outside and social distance from our wife and kids while we're out shopping?
You can't even play baseball with your own kid without getting arrested in some parks. I mean, it's just ridiculous, guys. My son is looking to get a car. And so we went to the dealership. We all had our nice homemade masks on. And we come up, and the dealership is doing a good job trying to make sure we had an appointment, and the sales guy comes out, and I asked him a question about, you know, rates, what are financing rates, and what is the first thing he does? Pulls his mask off because he can't get his phone to turn on without the facial recognition. So I'm like, really? I mean, I guess we're all learning this stuff. And just think about it. I mean, we're running around with these masks on, and the more you think about it, how often do you think people are going to, if they have to sneeze, are they going to literally sneeze into the back, into the mask? Or are you going to see them pulling it down and they're sneezing to their elbow? Right? I just can't picture people literally sneezing into the mask that's on their face. I can't. Can you? I mean, is that what, I mean, maybe healthcare workers do that. I mean, they're used to it. Us novices, I just can't see myself doing that. I can see myself pulling it down and sticking my elbow in front of my face, which again is counter to the point of having the mask. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the only guy that's going to do that. But I suspect most people aren't going to slime up the mask. I don't know.
Well, they're talking about opening up businesses and restaurants and stuff. But
of other states.
And they have to have the tables. Certain,
yeah, that makes sense.
Well,
sure.
Well, when you go into the restaurant, does that mean that you got to stay on a separate table from your wife
kids? No. They're not going to do that to you, bud. No, it's just separate from other people. Uh-huh. That makes sense. But, I mean, our task force is talking about us opening in June. I mean, they were only put together for like 24 hours, and before you know it, the chairperson's saying, we're going to open in June. Really? You have thought about it a little longer than that before I start saying June, I think.
You know, they're talking about extending this, because, you know, all of these people that are making the decisions, they're not having any problem with money and food,
because
right, they get their paycheck on a regular basis.
I know.
But there are people out there that are desperate now.
I know. It's going to be interesting to see. But the folks in Westport, they took a big hit on this thing. Guys, obviously, I don't know what you were thinking, stick to the seafood and the beautiful beaches. So, Bob, what else you got going on in technology news?
Okay, NASA develops ventilator prototype for coronavirus patients in just 37 days.
Nice.
The new machine can be built faster, more easily, and with fewer parts than a traditional ventilator, the space agency says.
I kind of think of, you know, what is it, Apollo 13. They had to make the filter fit in around, a square filter fit in a round peg or something to that effect. Remember that?
Yeah, they had to develop it, but they had to use the manual.
Well, sure.
To create the filter.
Well, why not?
You got to rip the pages out of the manual, because that's going to filter your air.
And it worked.
And
so
it worked.
Of all those guys you want doing it, I would want NASA doing it. When Bob first told me about this story, I figured this ventilator is going to cost $1 million each. But no, these are just the ideas to build a cheap ventilator fast, right?
Right. And it's just waiting for approval by the FDA.
Yep.
But it says that they normally build spacecraft, not medical devices. Engineers stepped in due to the nation's limited supply of traditional ventilators, which are needed for the COVID-19 patients. These are cheaper, easier to build, and
and you're getting the smartest folks on the planet working on it.
Yep.
In other news, there's something out there called COVIDcast. All right. And it's a Carnegie Mellon University program. And if you want to check out COVIDcast, they use data from Facebook and other sources that you voluntarily put up to kind of show you where the virus is. And it's kind of an interesting conglomeration of data just to see where we're going, how we're doing, and if the curve is quote unquote flattening. Again, we're slowing the spread. We're not going to stop the spread. We're slowing the spread. And this COVIDcast information is available to you. Popular Mechanics has a great story on it that we'll post. And you can kind of take a look at the real-time information that they're using. And they've been doing this for flu outbreaks for quite some time, I guess. And now they applied it to the COVID problem. And it's COVIDcast. And I'll put a link up there for you. Take a look at it. It's worth checking out and playing with a little bit. I don't know if you filled out your Facebook, survey, Bob, but I did. And that data is in this COVIDcast. I mean, they asked me if I had a fever or if I was sniffling or whatever. They ask you all these things, and they ask you how long, if folks within your home have had those issues as well. Of course, you can voluntarily put that information in there, and then Facebook will provide it to Carnegie Mellon anonymously, of course. Yeah. And you can participate in this data. The more data we have, the better. Obviously, that's what we need to solve these issues. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Everything we talk about will be posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. Take a look at that. Also over at on our Facebook page, computertalkwithtab.com. We just migrated it. We're having a few issues. I'm not sure if it's even working right now. But if the links are not there, the Facebook page will have it over at Tab Computer Systems if you like us on Facebook. And so feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. It always works when I put the sliders up. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We got three lines open for you. Last night, I participated with our friends. We have some friends that hang out with. And obviously, you can't hang out anymore. So we all got on Zoom. And we did some of those games you do on your phone where you are answering questions. It was kind of fun. And you can kind of get together without getting together using technology and during this ridiculous period that we're going through. Hopefully it's over soon. But the technology's out there, at least to kind of get together. And I recommend you do it. I'll put a link up to I can't think of the game we were playing on. I'll do it when I get back from the break. But feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you've been doing things like that with technology and you want to bring it up, let the folks know about it. Feel free to share it over at our live stream over on WTIC's fake Facebook page. Keep saying Facebook. I don't know why I want to say Facebook. Facebook page. We're streaming live over there. And if you have an example of what you've done to kind of connect technologically with your friends and ways, feel free to put it out there. I'd love to see it. And if you want to call in, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Let's get right to your calls. We're going to go right to Windsor Locks and Wayne. What's going on, Wayne?
I wanted to ask you, if you suspect that you may have malware that someone put onto your computer that's monitoring you, can you take that hard drive out and then you replace it with a new one, reinstall your system, and then extract files from that as a standalone USB drive?
Yes.
Without the harm of the infection spreading?
I can't guarantee that. Depends on how smart the infection is. If this is... So spyware software, there's two methods of it, right? There's illegal software, and then there's stuff that's legal. There are companies that will load spyware on their employees' computers to keep an eye on what they're doing. I'm trying to think of the name of the software. SpectreSoft is a public software. You can pick it up at Staples, or you used to be able to pick it up at Staples, and you can load it right on a computer and monitor what someone's doing on the computer, right down to the work they're doing. And a lot of folks now, with this work-at-home scenario, a lot of businesses are doing exactly that. They want to make sure that you're actually working and not working, I guess is the word. So the technology does exist. If it's a malicious software, you couldn't trust it to necessarily not infect your new computer if you moved it over. It could be smart enough to do that. So be careful.
Is there a way to scan the drive once it's a data drive to clean it?
Well, yeah, you could use a product called Malwarebytes, and it might detect the malicious software. If it's legitimate software, it may not detect it. It all depends.
And then is it possible that when somebody writes malicious code, it could be into your BIOS, so even if you put a new drive in, it gets reintroduced?
That's a lot harder.
Yeah, that's a lot more difficult to do because it would have to open up a command prompt. You know, it would have to do a bunch of things, and then it would force you to reboot.
Right. So, it would load kind of a malicious BIOS.
Okay.
Yeah, so, the odds are that that would really brick your machine, and they don't want to do that. They want to steal from you.
Right. However, firewalls, Cisco firewalls, the consumer-level firewalls, have had that type of issue where they've actually rewritten the firewall code to redirect you to a DNS of their own choosing. So if you go to a malicious DNS, like we recommend OpenDNS, which is not malicious, but if you were able to be redirected through a malicious DNS, then they could show you all sorts of websites that they want to show you that you wouldn't even realize were bad because you're now on their internet pathway.
Well, I'm running OpenDNS.
Good.
But I got a strange email.
Yeah.
And they're asking me to put $2,000 in Bitcoin in a certain address they've given me.
Oh, okay. So they said they've seen you do something on your computer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're trying to embarrass you into giving them money.
Yeah.
Or they'll tell everybody that you did what they say you did on the computer, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's a fake. That's what they're doing is I use this example all the time. It's the old Prince Albert in a can. They're hoping that you like many other people have gone and done what they're telling you you did. All right?
Okay.
And whether you did or not, they have no idea, but they're hoping you have a guilty enough conscience that you'll pay them to have them not tell on you even though you didn't do they have no way to do anything about it. Do you follow? It's a fake phishing scheme.
They make claims that they've been using my camera. They make claims
right.
that they know more about me because they've gotten all my contact lists and
right.
emails.
They're just trying to scare you. I would bet you I'm 99.9% sure you're not infected with anything, and they're just preying on your guilty conscience.
Okay. I would go up better than that. I'd say 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Now riddle me this.
Yes, sir.
What caught my attention in this email that was sent to me.
Before you tell me, I'll tell you what that caught your attention. They showed you an email address and a password that you used in the past, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So you know how easy that is, sir? Unfortunately, a lot of people use the same passwords for a lot of things. And there have been so many breaches, right? Security breaches. You hear of Yahoo, right? They were all breached. You hear of LinkedIn, they were breached. I can go back and find list after list after company after company whose data was breached. And if you were on that list, all they have is the fact that Wayne at SNET.net and his password was, I don't know, password, right? All they know is that you used that in the past. And then what it does is it kind of gives them a little bit of credibility that they have some access to you. But
yeah.
They don't. They have none whatsoever.
Yeah, that's the only thing that was credible about it.
Right. And all they're doing is then hoping you're going to be like, oh, gee, I got to pay these guys. Don't. It's a scam.
Well, I'm not going to pay them, but...
Don't go to any other crazy things. Don't
click on any links.
Well, that's true, but don't go ahead and don't wipe your hard drive. Don't do anything, because you know what? The next email is going to say the same thing.
Yes, okay. All right. Because I took a hard drive out, but... You know.
No, yeah.
What I was thinking to do it is just, you know, reinstalling the system and trying to get some of the files off of there.
They have no access to you, Wayne. They're just playing with your guilty conscience and the fact that they had access to an email address that you had in the past.
And you know what? They lied to you so they could extort money from you because there is no malicious software that they put on your computer.
Right.
They only told you that to scare you into sending them Bitcoin,
right.
Which is fake money.
It is fake money, but it is real in this case. It'll work for them.
Okay,
don't do it.
One other thing.
Yeah.
How do they know that I have a laptop that has a camera?
Because that's like 99% of the computers out there are laptops with a camera.
You know, I've gotten these emails, many of them, and they're all for different amounts. And they tell me that they've been watching me through my camera, but I don't have a camera.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, I also know that you have a black car. Do you have a black car?
No, I don't.
But took a shot. But I could have been right, right? I could have been. Black's a pretty popular color.
I thought he had a white car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all they're doing, Wayne. They're just using the fact that you have what everybody else has. Again, Prince Albert in a can is the whole thing. They're trying to see if you've got Prince Albert in a can, let him out, and you're not going to fall for it, right?
No, no.
All right. Now, if you'd like to send us a payment, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you guys could have made some money on this. You could have cleaned my drive and I would have paid you.
Yeah, don't let anybody do that. So that's even worse, right? So if you ended up bringing this computer to somebody and you told them the story you told us and they still charged you to do something for you, that's just as bad as the bad guys.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well,
or they're ignorant to this, which they couldn't be if they're in the IT world.
So I shouldn't send this email off to the FBI or anything?
You can. They won't care. They've gotten so many. That's such a common scam. You're welcome to. You can report these things to the FBI. I don't know the link off the top of my head. We can look it up. But you can do that. But your email, your scenario is very common. We've talked about it on the show probably a year ago.
Okay. Well, you know, I've tested that on my computer, the OpenDNS, where
yeah.
they have a test site you can go to.
Yep.
And it tests that it says it's fine. So.
Yeah, you're good. You're going on. You're safe surfing. That's good stuff.
I just wondered if they missed one or two sites.
No.
Then I got misdirected somehow.
No, they just emailed you as part of a list that they got. So don't even think about it, Wayne. Don't even worry about it at all.
Okay. Well, I'll sleep better tonight.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. All right.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
All right. All
right. Bye-bye. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online during the news here. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Everything is posted live over at our Facebook page for now, over at Tab Computer Systems. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We have two lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And the website I was talking about was jackbox.tv. And basically, you get on there with a cell phone. And the idea would be normally you do it in your living room and everyone would have their cell phone and you have it up on the TV or on a big computer screen. And you can go ahead and you answer trivia questions and all sorts of silly stuff within your living room with all your friends. Well, obviously, with this COVID thing, you can't do that these days. So you can bring up a Zoom meeting and still do the same thing by showing your screen and having the participants in the Zoom then join the game, and you can kind of do the whole thing without actually being together physically. It's a little funky as far as when people talk. Gets a little crazy, but other than that, it's kind of neat. So you can check it out, trying to do jackbox.tv with Zoom during this whole COVID debacle. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Patty in Middletown first. What's going on, Patty?
I'm a first-time caller. Now,
oh, great.
Listen, a couple weeks ago, I accidentally, before I start, I should say I still have Windows 7, okay?
Okay.
All right. Accidentally, I went to, my computer asked me if I wanted to change my email system to the new Yahoo Mail system, and I accidentally pressed yes. Well, that was a catastrophe.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry, too. So I lost quite a few of my contacts. So I went online to find out how to go back to the one I had before. Then when I was putting in some of my emails that I lost, there's a couple of them that I put in, and I add contact, I put it, and then I put save. Everything is fine. And then when I go back to it later on, it's gone. I have this one particular one that keeps going away, and I've done it about 30 times in the last couple of weeks, and it won't accept it. And I don't know what happened. I mean, the person still has, I mean, I had it before in there. He was in there before.
Yeah.
And it won't stay in there. I don't know why. I put everything, I've I've talked to the person. I've tried it many ways, and it won't stay. It keeps losing. Is there any such thing as too many contacts in a list?
Well, there shouldn't be. There could be, but there shouldn't be.
Right.
Too many contacts. And there are some Yahoo instructions we can show you that talk about how to restore deleted contacts in Yahoo Mail.
Yeah, but I found out how to, well, I knew which ones were missing, but I went to add contact, you know, to add it back. And I put save, and for a few, and one day I just left it on that screen thinking maybe something had to do, and then I went back, it was there, and then when I went back again, it was gone.
Yeah, again, I couldn't tell you exactly what's wrong with Yahoo's mail system. Obviously, you know how to add a contact because you've added others.
Right, but I've gone back to the original one that I had like a month ago or whatever was there. It was an accident, and it was a mess, and then I couldn't, when I went to print my contact list, this has been going on now for a while, I can only do the first page. And I might have four or five pages, and no matter if I keep continuing, I don't know, I can't print all the pages like I used to. I used to go continue to keep printing until it came to the end. How do I, I have a good printer, it's a Canon, you know, it's, I know how to work it and all that kind of stuff. I just don't know why it just ends on the first page.
I hear you. I'm looking here to see what they talk about here as far as answers as to why that might occur. And we're looking feverishly for you. Clearly, it's some sort of feature here. It looks like you're supposed to be able to print your entire list through Yahoo.
I don't know if I have to. Somebody said I had to call Canon, and they talk me through doing the whole thing.
But no, before, don't call Canon.
No, I never have. So there's and a I check. Won't.
There's a checkbox, Patty, that's supposed to be checked by default that says your entire address book.
Where would that be?
I do not know. I'm just reading the guide here from Yahoo. I don't use Yahoo Mail. I wouldn't recommend anybody use it, but in this case, you're using it.
Yeah.
Most likely, you have unchecked the default check.
Where
it's supposed to be.
Where would I look for that? What do I have to bring up to look for that feature?
It says the first printing option Yahoo Mail offers is printing your contacts, and by default, your entire address book is selected. So maybe when you go to your print, when you go to do the print of your contacts, you need to make sure that checkbox is selected. It sounds like it's been deselected.
Okay. I'll
that's what I'm
that
guessing
out.
Based on what I'm reading here. Unless you have another
idea. Well, you know what I do? I go up in the corner where it says edit, and it'll say print page setup and everything. And that's where
no,
I
so you're actually trying to. Trying to print the website page.
Okay. Where do I go when I bring up my address book?
You have to go within Yahoo. So when you're just printing the website page, so think of it like a recipe, right?
Okay.
If you only are viewing that one page, you may not see or have the whole recipe printed out if it's not all selected to print all the pages.
Okay.
And if you're only looking at your address book as one page, you're only going to get one page.
So
somewhere within Yahoo Mail, there's a way for you to print. I don't know where it is exactly, but it's in there because it says by default you can print your entire address book. So I would tell you to go into the Yahoo Mail system and do a help on printing your contacts. I think you're just missing something.
So in other words, instead of going up to the left-hand corner of my page and going, that's where I'm doing it, and that's why it's happening.
I think so, yeah. I think you're just printing the web page instead of the actual contacts. Within, you're not telling Yahoo Mail to print your contacts. You're just printing the page you're seeing. Okay.
But now, this one address I'm trying to put in, it's still only
That I have no idea.
And the gentleman, I mean, are they
Maybe he's been blackballed from Yahoo.
But he sends us email and stuff, and he's got a SNET.net. It's at SNET.net. And I have others in there that have that same thing that are grandfathered in there. And I had this one in there, but then I lost it. And then I'm trying to put it back in. It won't take it.
I have no idea why it won't. That might be a harder thing to figure out granularly. Because if you can add other mailboxes, they really shouldn't care with
this
one.
Exactly.
So if you can add a new one now, right? You could add our email address now and you'd have no problem?
Right. And because I've added some of the other ones that I had lost, and they all went in there except for this one.
That's too... There's no logical answer for that, unless you're mistyping it, unless you have two periods. Sometimes people... Okay.
I know. My husband's listening now. He's out in the truck, and him and I both said word for word, dot for dot, at for at, everything, you know, everything.
Yeah.
We even called his buddy and said, send us an email, please.
And you just copied his email address and pasted it in,
God,
right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you there, Patty. You may have to reach out to Yahoo Support, and I'm sorry you may have to do that.
Well, if anybody...
Or just remember your friend.
Put
it up on a little sticky note.
You know what? It's been 2 weeks now. We can't forget. So every time he has to fan out, it's a retired firefighter. And every time he has to fan out something, we always remember this one automatically.
Nice.
You know?
It's very bizarre. Very bizarre.
But thank you anyway for your help. And helping me about printing the whole list, that's going to be good for me too.
Yeah, I hope that works.
Okay. Well, thank you. And if you ever hear anything like this again, or if everybody else has a problem like that, I'll be listening.
Yeah, if you go on the live stream, maybe somebody will post a thought for you on the live stream over at WTIC's Facebook page.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Another idea that she may want to take is to try to export the CSV and print it from there. Download all her contacts. And then print it, but it's all browser based. So
that's what I was thinking, because that's the answer that I keep finding.
Export it,
and then print it from there.
Yeah. So hopefully you're still listening, Patty. You can try that. Try to export your contacts right from within the Yahoo website, and then print the whole CSV file that is exported. We're gonna step out for a quick break and get back to your calls. So Dan in East Windsor, hang on. Gene in Waterbury, and there's a couple lines open for you. 800-966 WTIC 522 WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. We have a full board. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday. I know you've got a lot of... No, you don't have anything else you can do. Nothing else to do. So you chose us, and we appreciate that. Feel free to put a comment over at WTIC's Facebook page. We are Facebook Live. And if you want to share the stream, that'll help us get it out there. Because Zuckerberg's kind of funky, you know. He doesn't like necessarily this or that on his Facebook page. So if you want to help us spread the word, you need to make a comment of any kind. Try to be kind. And then, of course, share it as well. And maybe Mr. Zuckerberg will share it with other people. We'll see. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Dan in East Windsor next. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing? I hope you can hear me. I have a lousy connection.
Yeah.
I just have a quick question about the file and folder views of Windows 10. You know how in previous versions of Windows, even in Windows 10, you can set your view on a folder however you want it, like whether you want tiles or large icons, small icons, et cetera, and how you want them sorted, and then you can go into your view options and you can click apply to all folders. In previous versions of Windows, it always worked. When they opened up, they would be in that view. But with Windows 10, I do that, and the next time I open another folder, it's just back to however it was. It's like Windows 10, I don't want it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I've had similar problems as far as how the views look. What about you, Bob?
Same thing.
Yeah, they don't hold the views for all the folders. It doesn't keep it.
It does what Microsoft wants.
Yeah, very frustrating. Some folders it holds, some folders it doesn't. I have no rhyme or reason to it, but we've experienced the same thing as users. Sorry.
Okay.
It is frustrating.
I mean, it's not that huge of a deal. I just didn't know if there was some trick I was missing or something like that.
I just think Microsoft just loves to rearrange our furniture on our desktop.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've had similar issues. But so you're supposed to be able to apply it, and it does not seem to stick. You get an update for the next Windows 10, boom, things could change on you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Dan.
All right.
Bye. Actually, the latest update at Windows 10 has been a nightmare for folks. People are, again, the latest, I think it was the... Gosh, it came out maybe 2 weeks ago, and I was reading about the fact that it's just another god-awful mess. So if you can delay your updating of Windows 10, that might be a good idea. Let's go on to Gene in Waterbury next. What's going on, Gene?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing okay. How are you?
All right. I think it was about a month ago I was listening to your program where the recommended internet speed, I think you said it was 35 Mbps for home use streaming. Is that correct?
It depends on who's in your home. So if it's just a couple of people, you'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's only two of us.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we're trying to save some money. My wife's out of work. I'm retired. You know what the situation is right now. But
right.
So our monthly bill is about $140. So we got rid of TV. We didn't save much, only $30.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe that was all the savings was. So I researched further into buying my own modem. And I looked up modems, and they're only about $100, $115.
Right.
And my modem that I have now, that I pay rental $15 a month, it's not even capable of the speeds I'm paying for.
Right. So what are you paying for?
Paying for 200.
Oh, you don't need that.
No. Well, so I called TechLine, and I says, you know, I've been at this contract with you people for 2 years. I says, you're charging me for 200. I says, I monitor my, I'm pretty obsessed about things. I monitor my internet speed weekly. I said, I'm only getting 35, 45 max, you know? And then they said, well, your wireless will be faster. I said, I never heard of such a thing.
I know.
So they says, what's the problem? You're charging me for it, so I'm not getting.
Right.
You know, my modem, it says right on your website that your modem is not compatible for the speed I'm getting. And you know what I did? I did a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't lose it because I went back to their site later and it was missing. Okay. So, you know, I did my research, and so they said, we're going to have to send you over to billing. Okay. So I talked to billing. I told them the same story. But she said, you have to understand, you're paying for a plan. You're paying for TV, and you're paying for internet. I said, yeah. And
but you're not getting what you're paying for.
Right. She says, well, that's because it's a bundle. So, you know, I give them the analogy. I says, well, you can go and get your oil changed, and they say you're going to change your oil. They only put two quarts in. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Yeah, there's no analogy that's out there that makes any sense.
So
buy your own. Buy your own modem.
Yeah, so I says, technically, that is false advertising. You're advertising 200. You're not giving me 200, you know?
Correct.
So, anyways, I had to return the cable box.
Good.
What a fiasco. So I go over to where we usually do business. Come to find out, they moved. I go over to the new location, okay?
Yeah.
And they're closed because of coronavirus.
Right.
Okay? So they said, go to the UPS store. So the Staples is right across from them. I go to the UPS store. Oh, no, we don't take it here. You got to go to the main branch.
Oh, my goodness.
I drive all the way out to Watertown, okay?
Yeah.
And guess what? They're not open. They're only at certain hours now.
You should still be able to cancel that service, though. So you should be able to call them up,
cancel
your service.
Yeah, service. So I called them back, okay? Yeah. And I got a technician. The guy was very nice this time.
Yeah,
and I told him the whole story I just told you. He says,
"Yeah,
well, so and what they did was, I for the same price I have TV again, and all the updated modems and boxes with voice command and everything. I still don't. And what they did is they gave me 100 Mbps per second, and I really don't even need that.
Right.
For the convenience, it really isn't, you know." I still could, maybe down the road, because this only lasts a year, I'll buy my own modem.
Yeah, they're going to crank it back up again after the year.
Yeah, but here's the deal is that they only offer you three plans, 25, 100, or 200.
You'd probably be fine with 25, but just
okay,
the two of you.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, so I would start with that, because they can always turn it up.
I don't stream 4K or nothing, you know, it's just
right.
SD. So.
Yep. You can get 25 megabits. What's the cost on the 25 megabits?
Yeah.
What was it? Did they tell you?
No, but the first time when I talked to the girl the first time before I got this new plan, they wanted $77 a month for 100.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
You know, but, you know, a lot of that's taxes, too. I mean, they kill us with the taxes on this. But
Yeah.
So I think in a year's time is I'll buy my own modem and go to 25.
So, Gene, on the taxes comment, the only thing they can tax is everything but the internet. So
yeah,
all the stuff you're buying is all taxed, FCC this, convenience fee that, franchise fee this, sports fee that. Those are all excise taxes and junk they're throwing on your bill. They can't tax the internet. It's against the law. Thank
you. Can I tell you another story?
Well, we don't have enough time.
Okay.
Your story was good enough, though. Call us in a year and let us know what they cranked it up on you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Gene.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, he's right. I mean, all those taxes are just, they just start to add up. But you really don't need a lot of bandwidth to stream. You'd be surprised. The internet companies want to sell you more infrastructure than you're ever going to use. It'd be as if your water company sold you an 18-inch water main so you could use your sprinklers, right? You don't need that. A 1-inch is fine. But they would love to charge you for a big 18-inch pipe. And that's what the internet companies do. That's what your cable companies do. That's why we need competition. So the more we get other competitors in there, like fiber, into our neighborhoods, the price will go down. We know of services that are as low as $50 for 150 megabits up and down, guaranteed for life. Those exist out there, guys. We just need to make sure they get to our neighborhoods. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we talked about is posted to our Facebook page this morning. If Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy, it'll get into your news feed. And then we are Facebook Live over at WTIC's Facebook page. You can watch what, you know, Bob and I look like, and we apologize in advance. We'll be right back.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.